The Pete Carroll Show. The first word from the Seahawks head coach every Monday at 9:30 with Brock and Saul.
That's exactly what you want!
Presented by Banner Bank, VenueKings.com, and Les Schwab Tires on 710 ESPN Seattle.
He's here with us. He thought he could get a story in just that amount of time. You got too much to say.
Sorry.
You're exuberant. Your team is going to the playoffs. You got your 10th win. How important is 10 wins for you guys?
It's just good. It's just what it feels like. You know, it's good to be over the edge of that. And 9-7 thing doesn't feel really good no matter what happens. So 10 was good. But, you know, unfortunately, that's all we could get.
It's not 11. It's not 12.
Yeah, not 12, right. Yeah. You know, so. But it's nice to get knocked out.
And it's nice to be the number 5 seed. You head to Dallas, and you know, things could work out that you could end up hosting an NFC Championship game here.
Right. There's some shots. Hey, how about Jake's in the house, man?
I know. Do you guys need to introduce you guys?
Coach? No, you don't. All right. We're well introduced many times.
I don't know. Salk was concerned that you wouldn't recognize me. That's what his concern was.
It feels a lot, I mean, really kind of nice right now in here.
Really?
Yeah. It's that tension that, you know, that.
Brock does have sort of an awkwardness in this interview, right? He likes to tell you everything
sweating
he knows.
And stuff, you know? I know. He's sweating in here. You know?
Yeah.
Jake's very calm, despite having the giant hoodie pulled up. I would imagine he's sweating under there.
Comfortable.
Good to have you, Jake.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about the kind of one elephant in the room, then we'll get to all the good stuff as well.
What the
heck happened with the special teams yesterday?
Well, we had problems.
What happened?
Well, a couple different things. You know, it was three really big plays that happened, and there's breakdowns on them. One of the things that does happen when guys are playing regularly that have been core special teams guys, often the neglect happens in the special teams area. And I don't know that's exactly what happened, you know, but on the block on Delano, you know, that's a block he's made a million times, and that guy wasn't even trying to do it. It wasn't a punt block. It was just him forcing the kick, but his edge got soft and the guy got in and make a play. That tends to happen when guys get their focus on, you know, playing every down. So we have to do some things about that, you know, and then make sure that we don't get guys in that situation. But I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on that because there were just individual things that happened that really could have lost the game for us. The lessons are great. And a couple weeks ago we had lessons about penalties, and we'll clean this up and make sure it's not a factor.
How good was your defense yesterday?
Oh, man, I love the film. It was such a good film. Technique-wise throughout, the intensity throughout, the coverage throughout, the intensity of the pass rush was there. It was just a really well-done day, and we needed every bit of it to get this thing done. And as we've seen, you know, it sometimes it's O, sometimes it's D, and sometimes it's teams. And we're fortunate enough that we're a balanced enough team that we can come through and get it done.
Coach, it's always really impressed me when I was in the building as a player, just listening to all the coaches talk to different guys, different position groups, and never once did I really hear any coaches demean a player in their criticism or in their coaching, and that's really rare to find. And I feel like with this group, such a young group, as they're learning and growing, why is that so important to you? To be more of a teacher and not have guys yelling all over the place at these guys.
Well, you know, if you think about it, Jake, we're yelling, but we're yelling in support of, for the most part. You know, the energy is there, but it's not directed at what you didn't do. You know, we're always talking about it's a discipline that we try to develop through the coaching staff, that tell them what's going to help them do right, you know, as opposed to what they did wrong. Because when you tell, if you have a second here, you tell somebody, you know, what they did wrong, then they got to think about, okay, I did this wrong, and then if I did it wrong, you know, what does that mean? Okay, I feel bad. Now, where do you get to the part where you're going to do the right thing?
Yeah.
And sometimes the impact of that, all the negativity, it takes too long to loop you forward. Now, we all learn from mistakes, and we have to learn from them and all that. But, excuse my voice here. But it's just way more important for us to always push to the positive and act in accordance with what we want the desired outcome to be.
Yeah.
And that's just a discipline that we have. That's why you hear what you hear.
Yeah.
Do you like this rookie class?
Oh, I think it's a terrific class.
It sure seems like they've contributed a lot.
I think it's a terrific class, and they've improved as the season's gone on, which we always hope for. They're impacting more, you know, and I think it's a great group for the future, too. They're going to be really competitive. Their attitudes are great. From the start of it, we thought we had a really good group attitude-wise, and their focus and all that was really on it. And so it's been a really positive group. I think we're going to notice this for years.
And we got to see a few of these guys yesterday. I mean, that's the most we've seen of Martin, obviously. Jacob Martin was all over the place.
Yeah.
We've seen Dixon. He ends up going as Pro Bowler this year. I mean, you really, especially the back half of this class, sure seems like they've contributed. You just talking about development and the importance of teaching. How have they learned throughout the year?
Well, they've been exposed to a lot. We gave them playtime early and counted on guys. We could see it in them that they could help. Trey Flowers is a great example. He started every game, you know, and just played a really good football season for his first time ever and was all over it again yesterday. He had some nice plays again, really close coverage. It's there to be had if you can just reach in and find the good stuff and help them feel supported and help them feel confident about what they can do. It's always a process of showing guys where they can have success and then developing the role that they play as they go. And you can put them in there and they get their butt kicked. And then, you know, the loop, again, to come back around to where you get back to the positive stuff, sometimes it takes too long or you never get them back. So we're really careful about that. And with a real thought that maybe we can develop some guys into helping us in the second half of the season. I think it's one of the aspects of our team over the years. It's always been good at the end of the year.
Coach, with Tedrick Thompson being out, you had Delano Hill and Bradley McDougal, you know, playing those safeties positions, and Bradley now playing free safety, Delano playing strong safety. That combination's been pretty good over the last 2 weeks. Do you see those two guys, you sticking with those guys moving forward, or if Tedrick's able to come back, you put him back at three?
You're right. You recognize that well, that Delano has played really good ball. He's still young, and there's some plays that get away from him, but his toughness and his aggressive style, and he's always been a great tackler. Remember, when we took him, we thought he was clearly the best tackler in the draft, mm-hmm. and he showed it again yesterday, made some really good hits and good plays and all that. So we'll see. It's a good problem. We'd love to get Tedrick back out there, too. We'll see what happens.
Well, let's run through some of those, because we do have a bunch of injury questions, and obviously heading into the postseason, that's going to be on everyone's mind. Let's run through them. The two guards?
Fluke will practice all week and ready to go. He could have played in this game. He was chirping to start and all that, but we thought, because he didn't practice last week, that it would be better to save him one more time. So he'll be ready to practice all week long. He's back. That would move Fetty back to tackle and Fant back to tight end and all those special situations. Sweeze has a good report this morning, but it's still going to be a game day decision for him. You know, like I said, it's a 3 or 4 week recovery that he's going to do in two. So we'll see if he can pull that off.
I get the sense you're trying to will him into playing.
Well,
there's
a little bit of that going.
You're just trying to just will JR into being out there.
We'll be elevating the table with a little seance and stuff. For the game, see if we can, you know, get a healing that would take place.
How about Shaquille turned his ankle yesterday?
Yeah, he did, and we got to wait and see on that one. It was okay coming out of the game, but this morning he was pretty stiff, I understand, so we'll have to wait and see.
And then
along with that, though, Akeem did a nice job. You know, he got whipped on the one play down there on a play pass, but all in all, he played good football. He's been playing well, and if that's the way we went, the style of play and everything will stay the same.
He's kind of a cool little player, huh, Akeem King?
Yeah, he's
a little hybrid type.
He's a versatile guy.
Yeah, but he's a versatile. He's bigger and more. He's stronger than you would think a corner would be. You know, he's got good girth to him. His length is good, and he's real fast, and he's a good, savvy player. Made some nice plays yesterday.
Is there a little Deshaun Shedd to him?
Yeah, there is some similarities there. Probably a little faster than D-Shed, but a nice player. I think he's going to be able to help us.
Yeah, he was fun to watch when he was matched up on Travis Kelce. He seems like a guy that, you know, is better suited in the slot versus some of those bigger receivers.
I don't necessarily think that. I think that's, he can do that, you know, and he's done that well. I think he'll play fine outside, too.
Yeah.
Deion Jordan didn't play yesterday. Is he healthy and ready to go next week?
Yes, he'll be ready to go. He was just banged up from the week before, and we thought it would benefit him to stay out and get right. He's been nursing the knee all year long, and so he'll be back to full speed.
And then Tedrick would be the last one.
Yeah. Tedrick should be fine. He should be ready to go.
Cool. We talk to you, I think, this time every year in the Black Monday with coaches being let go all around the league. There's 8 coaching vacancies as of right now. And I know, you know, you're always very careful to think about those guys and their families and the assistant coaches and everybody else. But if you found yourself as an owner, as a person in charge of making these decisions on a new coach, what are you looking for right now in 2000, about to be 2019?
Well, you're looking for a guy that's got his act together. He really knows what he wants to do and has a really good sense for who he is, I think, first, because it's a really hard job. It's hard to make the transitions and all that. There's so much about the chemistry of the makeup of the coordination between the personnel and the coach that's important, too. You got to get guys that can get along and can work it out because you don't have any time. You can't go through a learning curve. You just have to, you know, just catapult your way past all that and get going. So that's huge. But just because a guy came off a team that did something, I don't think that's the way to do it at all. You know, I think that's a real trap. You know, it looks like the right guy because he's off the hotsy-totsy team and all that kind of stuff. I think that's a terrible mistake. And it's also difficult to decipher which guy on the staff is the key guy, and you think because he's part of the team that he's automatically can do it. That's not it. So right. You got to really dig into the people and find the right guys. And I wanted to say this morning that I was at the Jets for 1 year and I got bounced. You know, Steve Wilkes got knocked out at one shot. Steve Wilkes is a good ball coach, and just as an example, he that one time with a new rookie quarterback, I don't know how you miss that. That's so challenging. Yeah. How many teams with a rookie quarterback, have, great success in their first time around? It's just difficult. I mean, Jared Goff 2 years ago or whenever he started, whenever that was,
right.
Look at him then and then that team and then what they were able to do. And we missed that loop because, I think that's
his
really
team
tough
sure
team.
Played hard yesterday.
Oh,
for
gosh,
us,
yeah,
right?
They played hard all year long, and that's a it's more important than a lot of things because that means he's communicating with them. And whether they like him or not, they're playing for him. And so he's banging on the right drum. And that was a good-looking team yesterday with a pup quarterback, it's a difficult decision, and there's not very many people in the world that are prepared to make that choice, and it's hard on the owners. It's
more important to find a motivator / leader, or more important to find a person with a brilliant eye for scheme?
No, it's not that easy. The job is so much bigger than just that. You got to communicate, You got to be able to get your point across. You can have all the greatest ideas in the world, but if you can't make sense, then it doesn't do you any good. So you got to find the combination. That's why they're hard to find, And guys need time. You develop in this job so much. You learn so much. There's so much to it. Every single issue, you're tested on what do you believe, where do you come from, where's the source of the decision making that you're making, and it takes time to develop a good guy. So the good qualities that you may see, maybe it's the communicator, maybe it's the scheme guy, maybe can you see the other aspects of him as well that can allow the makeup to be such that he can get through the process of figuring out how to do this thing. And every now and then, somebody hits it like Sean did down at LA, just he's a savant guy. How could he possibly pull that off? But he did, He's a great ball coach. There aren't many guys like that. So let's find the next one of him, Let's find the next Jerry Rice, How do you do that? It takes time to figure that out. So
yeah,
you luck out sometimes.
Going back to the game, there were certain aspects of it that weren't clean. But ultimately, you get into a two-minute situation. You got number three back there. Finds a way to find Tyler Lockett like he's done all season, and you guys are able to finish this season out 11 or 10 wins, game-winning drive. How important was that? I know people are going to point to the negative, but to me, that's a great positive going into the playoffs.
I don't know why anybody spent any time on the negative at this time of year.
Yeah.
Just let that stuff go. If you're worried, you're worried. And if you're worried about the games being tight and hard to win, and it's going to take a while,
right.
Get used to it because it's hard. The elements that were necessary were enough. Yesterday we ran the football well. We were able to do the stuff we needed to be physical. The defense played lights out all day long. And
we're under attack. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
Whatever that was. And when special teams faltered, we were able to pick it up. The sudden change defense was really good. And then you gave Russ a chance. It was poetic. It was fun on the sidelines in the anticipation of it. You kind of knew it was going to happen. How's it going to happen? And there's Tyler again, kind of like that Carolina thing. And just all of a sudden out of nowhere he hits him. It's great for us to have that. Yeah, you're asking the right question. It's great for us to have that. Yeah, we want to win that game. The last thing we want to do is go in there and get your butt kicked at the end or lose a game, poorly or some way. We want to win the football game and get the locker room right and step into today. We're going to have the right mentality today. We'll fix the stuff that we got to fix. I mean, the special teams guys were asking, can we have a little extra meeting before the main meeting today?
Yeah.
Because they want to settle the issue. They want to get, you know, they want to make sure everybody fronts up about what needs to be done. This is a place that is really connected to accountability, and I'm really fired up about that. These guys want to do right, be right, and they're going to do whatever it takes and give us that. We're going to have a heck of a chance to go get a game down in Dallas.
You seem like you were in even better mood last week than normal. We found out right after you left here why. You had a new contract. Congratulations.
I had nothing to do with it.
You had this big smile on your face.
Oh,
you're going to be here for 3 more years?
Just because there was 1 week I came in there, I didn't sleep the night before. You're still looking at me in comparison to that one.
Congratulations. That's, you know,
Congrats,
Brock and I had a lot of these conversations this offseason where he was talking to people nationally saying, oh, we don't think that Pete's going to be back after 1 more year. Maybe he doesn't want to be. Maybe the team's not going to want him, and certainly a lot of that conversation has gone away.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's good because I'm still here.
You still want to be here, right?
Yeah, I'm fired up to be here.
Why were people even wondering about that? Did your enjoyment ever in any way wane?
I was disappointed in last year a lot. You know, we didn't pull it off and get it done. We had to make some changes and all of that. All of that was difficult and challenging. But what it generated in all of us is that the competitiveness and the juice that it takes to go get after it and kick butt and get rolling and you know, find the success that we all want and deserve, I think, by the way we work. This year was a fun year. It was really fun. But it came out of one of the most difficult off seasons. You know, and like we know, sometimes you got to go through the hard stuff to get to the good stuff, and usually that's the best way to learn. And I hate learning the hard way, but I'd like the other guys to learn the hard way. But, you know, in this case, we had to go through some tough stuff to get better, and it worked out well, and we're really on the right track right now.
Yeah, I look at the off season and look, people were, you know, this NFL that is being pushed towards these high-powered passing attacks, and I really think that as I watched you guys and the messaging, everything was kind of doubling down on your philosophy that you've had throughout your whole time coaching at SC to now with the Seahawks, and it's been fun watching that develop with this team, this group that not many people knew much about and didn't foresee 10 wins. And so I can't imagine that it isn't rewarding seeing these guys come together.
You know what's interesting about our offense? It's a couple things here that I don't know if you guys are tuned into. This was the second highest scoring team in the franchise history.
Yep. Yes.
This one was. The second half of the season, we tied for the most explosive plays in the NFL, which doesn't equate to most people's brains when you run the football like we did, but that's how we have been successful in the past, and it's part of our makeup again, and I'm really fired up about that because that ain't going away. I think this is something we can build on and we can get better at, and even through the playoffs we can continue to improve as we're going through the playoffs if we can keep rolling, and we'll see what happens.
I thought it was interesting, this is the second highest rushing, I'm sorry, this team ran for more yards in 2013.
Is that right?
And that's without Russell running for nearly as many. I think he's about 160 or so fewer this year than in 2013. And you still outrushed your Super Bowl team.
Well, what's also interesting is we got better as the season went on. And even all the way, if you look at the last 7 games, then look at the last 5 games and the last 3 games, I mean, our numbers just continue to elevate. And so the success of it and the commitment, even when we get knocked around on the offensive line, I'm really fired up that our guys are coming back. And if Swedes can make it back, it'd be great. But Posick has played well enough to help our guys out. And so we have a chance to be really strong going in and make that, you know, something they have to deal with.
All right, I got a suggestion for you.
What do you got?
Dallas on Saturday night, primetime playoff event, Action Greens.
That'd be cool.
Dallas wears white at home. They're the only one of the few. Why not?
I don't know if they'd let us. Why not? I don't know. You call the league.
I'd be happy to. Give me a name.
That's a good idea.
Give me a number. Let's go Action Green for the playoffs.
I love those unis.
I do too, and I think they'd be perfect for, especially in Dallas, because they wear white at home. Very few teams do. So you're going to get a chance to wear a colored uniform.
Maybe so.
Let's go Action Green.
Why would they not let us do that? Well, that's a job for Dave Pearson, I would think.
Dave, you're on that thing. All right. Dallas now versus Dallas when you face them. How different?
Well, shoot, they've won 7-8, you know, so they're rolling. They haven't lost at home in a long time. Just consistency across the board. Their defense is playing really consistently and strong. They haven't had a lot of yards on the board other than yesterday's passing numbers in the last few weeks, but it's a very solid team. They're playing good all around, and whenever you run the ball as well with Ezekiel, you know, you gotta, it starts, you know, right there with them, and so we gotta get after it and see how it goes. It's one game.
You gotta have your run fits.
Yeah, They have to get those run fits.
Have your run fits.
Yesterday's run fits were sharp.
They seemed sharp.
We missed on one play yesterday that was of note. Other than that, we hit a bunch of stuff.
That move David Johnson made on Coleman was nasty.
Yeah, that was pretty.
That was pretty filthy.
That upped our missed tackle total. One play.
I think that he deserves the credit for making a missed tackle occur on that one.
You know, this game was a game that we really stressed fundamentals because it was going to be a fundamental running game, and so we wanted to see if we could get better at the line of scrimmage, and that is the fits that we talk about, and we did a terrific job yesterday. I was really fired up about that, and that will help us going forward. So hopefully we can bank on this last week's preparation.
All right, we got to go. We're out of time. Prime time.
Jake, this is like the best show ever. I don't know. the best chemistry I felt in.
Right.
Thanks, Coach. Yeah. Keep it up.
Isn't it great having Jake here? Any chance Jake could maybe be a backup quarterback for you guys?
Jake has been a backup quarterback for us ever since I've been here, I think.
Come on, Coach. You know I can suit it up.
You know
right
he's
now.
Not on the roster currently, right?
No, I know, but he's always right there for you.
Always here.
I just want to make sure you know.
That's right.
Coach, we appreciate it. Looking forward to a Saturday night in Dallas. Dude.